Presentations that we're going to make during the time we are here. That's giving me the going to my phone. Yeah. And we, not only that, we will ask you to explain what it is all about. When I heard this, that you explained to me what a presentation was, it was not only ambitiously wonderful, but it sounded very powerful, too. So, Dr. G will now tell you about her presentation.
Well, I was thinking that I was trying to think of a name. Usually you make a presentation, you get an idea, and you prepare it, and then you give it a name. But this time, I was sitting and thinking in a thoughtful way what I would like to name the presentation before I knew what the presentation was. And the name I came up with was that you should transfer your attachment for happiness and security to Goloka Vrindavan.
Wow.
The word that struck me most was this word transfer. And so I went to the dictionary and I looked up the word transfer, and it's used, of course, in many ways. It's used in the bank, like a transfer. It's used in schools, a transfer from one to the other. But in every situation, the word transfer means I come from one place and I go to another place. And when I get to the other place, that's the place where I'm meant to be. The money is meant to be there, the student is meant to be there, and we are meant to be there in the Loka Vrindavan. So after having thought of my title for the seminar, then I started to think what we needed to know in order to make this a valid statement. And the first thing that became clear to me was that we should understand why we will never, ever, ever be happy or secure whilst we stay in the material world. Because until we actually understand that, it's very difficult to make the transfer. Just like if you have your son in a school and you think he's doing quite well, you know, he's not doing so well, but he's doing okay. But then if you hear that some terrible things are going on in that school, and your son is being affected very seriously by the terrible things that are going on in the school, then immediately an intelligent and careful parent will think, my son should transfer from this school to a better one. This is logical. So I felt like we all need to be reminded why the material world, the material world means the whole material world, not Australia or India, or this place or that place, or even going to the heavenly planets or whatever. But the whole material world, it can never work for us. And then after you've decided that this is not a good school for my son, I must get him out of here, you must look for a good school. Or you must look for a good place to transfer to. So then I started thinking, how to convince us all that we should transfer to Goloka Vrindavan. And to help us to come to that conviction, I decided to read the first segment, there are three volumes, the first volume of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, written by Srila Sanatan Goswami, and try to put that in a short term, in my own words, to give an abbreviated presentation. In the first of the three, there are three seminars. The first one is why the world here, it won't work. The second one is what it is like from here right up to Vaikuntha Lok. Because Narada Muni, who is the hero of that story, he visits all these different personalities going up and up and up. And in this way he gives us the information. And then, the third day, the Sunday, I would like to share with you what it is that's so extraordinary about Goloka Vrindavan, and why we should make that the place that we should want to go. So this was what I have come with the hope to try to present, and usually the inspiration for a presentation comes from the quality of the audience or the people who are present, and every time we come to Melbourne, I notice the quality of the devotees in Melbourne and the hearing and their interest in spiritualizing their consciousness is very high. So I'm hoping that with your help we can make a presentation, a proposition that we can all somehow or another learn something from, and it will gradually make our transition possible. So this is my hope, something to prepare and present to you.
Say the title one more time.
Why you should transfer your attachment for happiness and security to Goloka Vrindavan.
Presentation. Does anyone know where it's supposed to be? Well, that makes it easier, because it's not going to be what it was supposed to be. Because when Keshava Babu originally asked me what I would present, I told him that would be the killing of Kamsa. And maybe we'll talk about that, but not today or tomorrow, maybe in Melbourne. Because that's also such an exciting pastime. When Krishna enters Mathura from leaving Braj, and then being who took Krishna to Anvaran? Well, that's such a wonderful pastime. I think I will speak about that somehow or other in the Melbourne. But that's not what we'll speak about here. Now, I've chosen a title that doesn't tell you anything about what the subject is about. It's called Fluid Reality, Fixed Absolute Truth. Now, what would you guess this is about? What do you think? Any clues? At least some clue must have come from that. Fluid reality. Yes.
Material world and the spiritual world.
Yes. That reality in the material world isn't actually real. It's illusion. Illusion, not in the sense that it doesn't exist, but illusory in other senses. And if something is illusory and we try to grab it, hold on to it, very much as Matthew was saying, if we try to grab on something that is illusory, especially if we're in difficulty, we won't get any security, any safety from it, because it's illusory, it's not real. But on the other hand, the absolute truth, spiritual reality is real. Real in the sense of it is eternally there, in every time, in every place, every circumstance. Material, so-called reality, is constantly in flux, constantly changing, and whatever we are, and we try to hold on to it, grasp it, to gain security or happiness, it will turn into dust. It will turn into, it's just like the, if you take this projector and instead of projecting it on the screen, you project it on some smoke. You can actually, has anyone ever tried that? Not that we should try that particularly, but if you can, you can actually project an image on smoke, and you can actually think that a locomotive, a train, you can see it coming towards you. But it's only a projection on smoke. It has no substance, it has no reality, it is illusion. A child may become frightened when he sees the locomotive, the train coming towards him. But the wise person, the experienced person, the person in knowledge, he understands that don't worry at all. It is not real. It is not actually there. So similarly, the elements of the material world that we hold on to as reality are actually not reality. Very similar point. But I'm going to explain it in a way that's very different from how you'll explain it, I'm sure. It's coming from the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. And amazingly enough, we're going to also bring some quantum physics, quantum mechanics into this discussion to show how the material world, or what we perceive as reality, is actually illusory. Are there any physicists here? Because my only one. No? Only Beta Priya? No, it was, you were raising your hand. Okay, where? Any quantum people who are very familiar with quantum mechanics? Anyway, I'll try not to frighten you too much by what I say by it. It won't be technical or anything. But, so the first two classes we'll be speaking about, or the first class, which has two parts, we'll be speaking about the words of the four Kumaras to Lord Brahma and the Hansa Avatar, which shows the very nature of the material world as illusory. So we'll be speaking about illusion. And then the next class, which also has two parts, we may do three parts in the first class, we'll be speaking about reality. And that reality is substantial. It is there. It is eternal. And it is ultimately, it is the journey that we will take to reality, to the spiritual world, to what Jaitanya Buddha called Goloka Vrindavan, to the land of Krishna, the land of the absolute truth. And there, if we can somehow make a relationship with the absolute truth, with Krishna, then we've come our journey, the journey out of material existence, the temporary frustration of material existence, to the absolute realm, to the land of security, to the land of sweetness, to the land of our relationship with Krishna. So that's what I'll be speaking about, and I didn't tell you really too much of the details about it. Who remembers what canto we'll be speaking in from? 11th canto, and then we'll move forward to the 10th canto. We'll be moving towards talking about Krishna. Because Krishna's pastimes are unlimitedly sweet, especially when our relationship with Krishna is developed to its fullest extent. Anyway, I don't want to talk about too much what the classes are about, because that will be for tomorrow. Okay, and then so that gives you some idea. What was the amazing title of yours? Why we should transfer?
Why you should transfer?
Why you? Why not me?
Why you? Me too. Why you should transfer your attention?
Not even we.
No,
you. You.
It's an individual thing. This is the thing that's very chilling sometimes, even frightening. When we realize that it's a completely individual thing. We merge ourselves with our family or our society or our friends, and we call ourselves a we, but at the time of death, it's you, meaning me, you, or you. It's just one person. So this journey has to be one that goes on deep within one's own personality, within one's own heart, within one's own consciousness. Otherwise one will never take it. Because there'll be too many people saying, oh, I'm not ready yet, I haven't packed my bags yet, I don't want to go, oh, I can't go, I'll wait for all of you and I won't take it. So the depth in the presentation is why you should transfer your attachment for happiness and security to the lotus feet of Sri Gopinath in Goloka Vrindavan, the lotus feet of Sri Radha Bhagava in Goloka Vrindavan. Good, that all right?
Yes. The reason why I chose mine, this particular topic, is there's a few layers of the reasoning, but one is because I'm writing about the 11th canto, so I found something that really inspired me, and then of course there's Vrindavan. I wanted to talk about Vrindavan because Vrindavan is so sweet. So I started. I knew where I had to start, and I knew where I wanted to end up, and then we had to fill in everything else. But the specific part of this 11th canto section, and we're only practically speaking about one verse and then a little bit of summarization, but this actually changed my way of seeing things for me. It affected me quite strongly, so I wanted to share it with you, something that I found quite powerful. Okay, so we'll now, because this is our introductory night, and we started quite late with our introduction, so I'm not sure how we'll do this, but there are some videos I wanted to show you. The ones that I like very much. The first one, it's not good. It's a visit to Sridhar Mayapur. Raise your hand if you've been to Mayapur recently. Recently. Because what wonderful thing is going on there? What wonderful thing? Or you read the last BTG?
Country.
Huh? Yes. So, raise your hand if you've seen it. Raise your hand if you've seen it from inside a helicopter. Well, you're going to see it from a helicopter's point of view right now. Okay. And then we shall, it's called the Tagore's prophecy, not on Vimeo, but it's Tagore's prophecy on Mayapur. Preaches in Austria. So the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has spread all over the world, and he is catching everyone in the net of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So this devotee is a very nice musician, but in a modern way, that in a gentle style, he's sung the glories of Lord Nityananda. So that would be the second one we'll see here. Because by the mercy of Gaura Nittai, Chaitanya Nittai, we can advance towards the spiritual realm.
Krishna Paidana, Krishna Paidana,
Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, no one is able to attain the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Prabhu and Krishna. Okay, the third one, because now we're talking about Mahaprabhu's mercy and Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. The third one is, this is some mercy in South Africa. This is now, this is at the opening of the temple in Durban. Raise your hand if you've been to Durban, South Africa. Yes. What do you think of that temple? Radharanath temple. Yeah, quite wonderful. And at the opening of it, His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Maharaj was speaking. We're going to hear his words right now. And now he's no longer in this world. But what a powerful preacher! And he was talking to the leaders of the country at a time when they needed unity, and they were actually there present. Because of course the apartheid system had just gone, and then it was the time for unity. So let's see what he says. It's not long, but it's powerful.
So Krishna consciousness is somewhat different in that it gives mankind the oldest spiritual scriptures on the entire planet. This can be historically, linguistically, philosophically proven. The Vedic scriptures are the oldest scriptures. And so therefore they help to make a person a better Christian, a better Muslim, a better Hindu. And when one becomes better, perfect, he no longer considers himself of any specific demarcated distinction. But he considers himself as a servant of God. When we look at the great scriptures of the world, we look at the Quran, Muhammad taught in 87:2 that of all the names, the most beautiful names belong to God, so call upon Him by them. David taught in Psalms 113 that whoever calls on the name of God, he shall be saved. We find that in Romans it teaches that from the rising of the sun to the setting, one should call on God's name. Buddha taught in Amida Buddha that whoever calls on my name, he shall attain paradise. So this calling on God's name has tremendous effect in invoking the presence of the Lord, in invoking the mercy and the benediction of God. So we encourage you to come closer, to find out how one can become in a state of consciousness where he is meditating, feeling the Lord's presence every day. Where one is able to understand that this body is simply a garment. Just as we change clothes from day to day, that the body is simply being used by the soul. If we develop that genuine understanding, then there is no difficulty in you having a white coat, or he having a red coat, or me having a black coat. These distinctions no longer become such a dominant factor in one's life. Once in Nairobi, one minister of the government came to visit us. And he said, Swamiji, so what can your society offer? So we were explaining about our Food for Life programs, how we're helping the poor, how we have schools, many, many projects that are going on all over the world. But I said, but let's be very immediate and specific. Let me take you on a small walk, very small temple. In 5 minutes, I said, so this boy is from Italy, this girl is from Spain, this person is from South Africa, white person, this white black person is from South Africa, this person is from America. So now you tell me one place in Nairobi, one place in Kenya, where you can say you have this kind of variegatedness and people are working together in a loving spirit. And he immediately could understand, due to his knowledge of tribal problems, racial problems, etc. So we are showing what is possible. And we are humbly and submissively willing to offer that, to help to solve some of the seemingly unsolvable problems in this world. Thank you very much.
that's a very heavy responsibility on the devotees, isn't it, too? To actually be on that platform and see beyond the distinctions of the body and rise above the tendencies of the mind to and the cultural conditioning. There's a lot of pressure on the devotees to come up in their spiritual life, in their vision, and then we can really affect the world. Now, the fourth video is a long one. Now, there's two bookmarks in there, in the fourth one. We won't see the whole thing, but this is another example of one of the devotees preaching in the world in a unique place. Raise your hand if you've been to Sridhar Mayapur. Raise your hand if you've been to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Raise your hand if you've been to Bombay. Raise your hand if you've been to South Africa. Two. Raise your hand if you've been to Kazakhstan. No one. Well, that's where we're going to go and see some of the way that Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Maharaj, his holiness Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Maharaj, is preaching in Kazakhstan. And so we'll see the beginning. Right from the beginning, and then after a little while we'll jump, and then because Bhakti Govinda Maharaj is famous for his kirtan, so we'll see two kirtans. Okay, begin.
Funny.
Oh, start right from the very, very beginning. We missed a little bit, and make it a little bit louder.
Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Swami.
Americans would never get into a rhythm while they're all people from Bombay either. They couldn't do that.
Not only is it a pleasure for me, it's an honor to be here in your beautiful city and to be in this very beautiful Philharmonic Hall where we will be performing with the Philharmonic Orchestra this evening.
Для меня большая честь быть в вашем городе, а также иметь возможность проводить программу в здании филармонии с Луганским симфоническим оркестром.
We had the great opportunity to first visit your city this last May.
А первый раз я приехал в ваш город этим маем.
And at that time, we did conduct a seminar on the power of sound vibration.
И в тот раз мой приезд мы проводили семинар о могуществе звуковой вибрации.
Many people responded favorably to that talk at the beginning.
И многим зрителям очень понравился этот семинар.
And people became curious to understand more about the science of meditation and bhakti yoga through sound vibration.
И тема медитации и йоги, которые были преподнесены посредством звуковой вибрации, заинтересовала многих.
For all of our guests who were first comers this evening, we'd like to explain from the start that the information which we are presenting is coming from the very, very ancient literatures of India.
Тем нашим гостям, которые мы слушаем,
over 5,000 years ago, the great treasure of knowledge was recorded in the Sanskrit language, and that treasure is known as the Veda.
Больше 5000 лет назад все ведическое знание было записано на санскрите, и с тех пор его стали называть Ведой.
The word Veda itself means knowledge.
Само слово Веда означает знание.
And all conceivable forms of knowledge are contained within the Veda.
И все знания, разные сферы познания, содержатся в этом. And
then he's going to do two kirtans, one a simple one, and he's going to chant with these people who don't know anything about, not with them, but he's going to teach them about singing Radhe Govinda. So to go to 44, and then we'll hear that and watch that. And then there's the Philharmonic, a little bit of the Philharmonic Orchestra in the second one. Look, if you look at the bookmark, there's actually a system of bookmark under tools, I think. Is it there? No? Try playback. Playback. Whoops. Manage, yes. Nope. Not any. Okay, 44 or 45 minutes. He speaks very, and it's all translated. Look at what the devotees have done to spread the chanting of Hare Krishna all over the world. It's quite amazing. Okay.
In India, when many people will sit for meditation together, they will play these instruments.
В Индии, когда большая группа людей собирается для медитации, они играют именно на этих инструментах.
I've sat with groups of thousands of people chanting mantras in this way. It's very beautiful.
Я участвовала в таких вот, как сказать, воспеваниях с тысячей участниками. Это было очень красиво.
So the mantra that we're going to chant now is Radhe Govinda.
Сейчас мы будем с вами петь мантру, которая называется Радхе Говинда.
Two words, Radhe and Govinda.
They've never heard of
Radhe Govinda.
Radhe indicates the compassionate female nature of the truth.
Радхе означает сострадательную женскую природу Абсолюта.
And Govinda indicates the nature of the absolute truth by which the heart and the senses always become satisfied.
А Говинда — это тот элемент абсолютной истины, который дает удовлетворение нашему сердцу и также радует наше сердце.
We will all sing together.
Мы будем петь все вместе.
First I will sing Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe.
Сначала буду петь я буду петь Радхе, Радхе, Говинда, Говинда, Радхе. А после того, как спел я, будете петь вы. Помните, всего два слова, ничего страшного.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you.
says, the chant Krishna's names in that way to glorify the Supreme Lord. What did you think of that? Anyone? Raise your hand. You tell me what you think of that.
Too short.
Well,
it's too short.
It's an hour and 15 minutes. We can give you the video. We can also say too late. Video is long, time is short. But we can't go too late because tomorrow we have to be with a full rested consciousness. But yes, too short. The kirtan is available though, easily available. Anyone else have a comment? Any comments about that? Yes.
So very wonderful.
Very wonderful. Uh-huh. Thank you. Anyone else have a comment?
Yeah. So many people who they've never heard the Hare Krishna mantra before, but
yeah.
That
we're
all hearing the
mantra. Yeah. Their journey to Goloka Vrindavan has begun now. Quite amazing. Anyone else? Thank you. Anyone else?
You know, it occurred to me that they should then be eating more prasadam.
Sounds like we're all getting hungry. Okay, on that note, we shall end tonight because we don't want to go late because tomorrow is another day. We begin our classes. So we look forward to seeing you. What time does the program begin?
Mangalati is at 5 o'clock.
Yes. And then?
And then after Mangalati, all the devotees can chant their japa. And at 7 o'clock we'll have Guru Puja. And then Mother Jagatrini will give class at 7:30.
So be well rested and you'll hear something very amazing.
We'll just make a couple of announcements just before. I'd like to welcome Her Grace Mother Jagatrini and His Grace Guru Jantabu to Hare Krishna Valley once again. And we'd like to welcome all of you to Hare Krishna Valley once again. I like speaking into microphones that don't work.
Once again.
I think everyone can hear me, so it's okay. So, we have some service rosters, which are just outside here. So during the weekend, during the retreat, all the devotees, their names are on the rosters. You'll have to do a little bit of service during the weekend to make the retreat function nicely. So just check the roster and see where your places are, and please turn up on time to do your service during the weekend. Please wash your plates properly. After you take prasad, make sure you wash your plates very carefully because, as we've mentioned in previous retreats, you're all very advanced Vaishnavas. But whether or not everyone wants to take your remnants afterwards, we're not sure. So please wash your plates very nicely just after you, because someone else will use the plate next time. If you don't know where you're staying, just come and see me in a couple of minutes and I'll let you know where you're staying. We're all going to go to take rest very shortly. So on the last retreat, some devotees mentioned that some people were staying up a little bit late and talking loudly in the ashrams. So there's actually a morning rut which begins in about 10 minutes from now. So when you go to the ashram, please be very quiet because everyone needs to take rest because we need to get up early in the morning, chant our rounds, and go to Mangalati at 5 o'clock. So please don't make too much noise. Be considerate for the other devotees. And if you need drinking water, just outside the kitchen where we wash the plates, that's drinking water. Don't drink the water from the ashrams because the water is a little minerally in taste that may upset your stomach a little bit. Some people are okay, but other people have a strange reaction. So just drink the water out there. So please take rest. If you need prasadam, if you've come a little bit late, there's prasadam in the next room. So please get ready for taking rest, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Everyone, put your hands in the air. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare
Hare. Stop, 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 stop for a minute. Did you see how Govinda Maharaj was meditating on the Maha Mantra and chanting the names of Krishna? And in other words, his mind was actually focused. Did you see that? Did you notice that? Mm-hmm. Krishna's holy name on the sound vibration.
Okay. Now, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Bhagavan ya kripa dekho hobi, kalke dekho hobi. And that means we'll see you tomorrow. Krishna's mercy.
Thank you.